Okay, good luck, everybody. The sheets are around the table. I titled the shiur this week, Parsha Lech Lecha, Shabbos Parsha Lech Lecha, why it's prohibited to leave Eretz Yisrael. That the title implies that it is in fact prohibited to leave Eretz Yisrael. So we'll try and talk about that and then get to some of the details of a broad subject. We know that in Parsha Lech Lecha, so shortly after Avraham Avinu's arrival in Eretz Yisrael, there's a famine and he has to leave. The first source, Perek Yud Beis, and Bereishis Pasuk Yud, Vayhi Rav Baretz, Vayered Avraham Yitzchak Al Gushom, Ki Chaver Rav Baretz. It was a heavy-duty famine in Eretz Yisrael, so he had to leave and go down to Mitzrayim. So Rashi comments, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud, Rav Baretz, the second source, but also Eretz Levador. That was the only place there was a famine. It was just in Eretz Yisrael. It wasn't in any of the neighboring lands. They had food in Mitzrayim. Why? When Asosa says Rashi, Mihayr Achad Rosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shor HaLechas Eretz Kanan, Bachshor Matil, let's say, you have to see what Avraham Avinu, I have a tiny, Avraham Avinu complained to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you told me to up and leave my birthplace, Lech Lecha, etc., to come here. As soon as I got here, you make a famine, I have to leave. What kind of, would you send me here in the first place? That was the test. And according to that, so that Baruch Hashem, Avraham passed the test. He didn't complain to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, the Ramban, the famous Ramban, in the third source, and again, in Perek Yud Beis plus a good, the Ramban, famously, first he speaks about the remez of the hints of these events described here project to the future in the sense of Maisa Ovo Simon Abban, he doesn't use those words, but he says, Avraham went down to Mitzrayim to live there, and the Mitzrayim took his wife, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished them, and they had to go and gedolim him, and he went out with great wealth. So that's exactly more or less what happened to Klal Yisrael, also his descendants. They came down because it was a famine, and the Mitzrayim took not their wives, took their daughters, threw the daughters, you know, they call them Master Chayun, right? They threw the males into the water and so on. And then, of course, Baruch Hu punished them with great punishments. They went out with great wealth. So that's the idea. But the last paragraph, which is important for us tonight, the Ramban writes something that perhaps most of us wouldn't have the, you know, the guts to say, but the Ramban says it. He indicts Avraham Avinu. He says, "V'da'ki Avraham Avinu chato chet godo." Avraham Avinu here made committed a grave aveira b'shogog, not on a purpose, of course. She'evi ishto tzadikus mishol avam repachto penyargu. He brought his wife into a troublesome situation. He was afraid he was going to be killed. In v'ha'el live toach b'shem shi'atzil osov esishto his kol hashelo. Right? He should have not went through this whole charade with Sarah and so on, got her into trouble. And then, Gan mitziyosim ha'aretz, even his actual leaving the land. Shenitztaveh le'bitzchilim ne'arov avon asher chotah. Kilokim barog, he's down in August, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would save him from the famine. So what did he leave for? And he writes, so ha'maisa hazeh, again, we wouldn't be able to say this, as Ramban says it, ha'maisa hazeh nigzar al-zaro ha'golos barach mitzam bi'ad paro, and so on. So, Avraham Avinu was criticized for leaving Eretz Yisrael. So evidently, at least according to Ramban, it was wrong for him to go out of Eretz Yisrael, even though he was a family. He should have had more bitachon. And you don't just leave Eretz Yisrael for that. So there are a couple of places in the Gemara where we find formulated takin iser to leave Eretz Yisrael. There's a Gemara in Gittin, of Ein Rav and Vei, the fourth source. The Gemara there is talking about the status of the city called Akko, the city of Akko on the northern coast, north of Haifa, very northern part of Eretz Yisrael. On the Mediterranean coast, the city's still there today. It's yes, yeah, so, right. It's an inside, right. So whether that's exactly the same place, whatever. But anyway, the Gemara is discussing whether Akko has the status of Eretz Yisrael or the status of Medina Fayyam. Medina Fayyam doesn't only mean overseas; it means outside of Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, "Lemeimer the Akko Medina Fayyam kaimi." That's the Rashi explains that to those on a previous Gemara. But Omar of Safra, ki have a miftu rabbona mehadadi, but Akko have a miftu. Mishum de osur lot seis me oret ruchus oret. The Gemara says apparently there was some yeshivas in Akko or some yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, which the Jews from Talmidim came from outside of Eretz Yisrael to study them. They went home, so their colleagues, the Chaverim, used to escort them, but they only escorted them as far as Akko. They didn't escort them any further, right? Rashi explains, "Ki have a mitzvah rabban ha'adol in source five. B'nei midina fayam shehochin lumog tar be'eretz Yisrael. K'shechozim levatem when they went home, hayu chavereim b'nei eretz Yisrael malavin olsam ad Akko. U'misham niftar member. That's where he parted company. Right? Why? Mishum de osur lo tzeis matzachotor. Rashi says she'osur b'nei eretz Yisrael lo tzeis chutzlaret. B'nei eretz Yisrael. Yes. Apparently, see right away to go home where you live and that's where your livelihood is and so on. You can do that, but for them." But anyway, notice that the Gemara doesn't say where this Easter comes from or why. The Gemara says, also, huh? Right, so that's the I guess that they went that far. I mean, those Bnei Yisrael that we have, you're referring to as a toast in the beginning of Gittin, the very beginning of that base of Alpha Gittin, has like that. Yeah, but that's what it says. That's one Gemara. Ritvar, is it addressing your question? The Chiddush Ritvar there in Gittin, well, the base, the Masu Hamar of Safin, the source 6, he says, Pierce to Rabbana there to Shalom Alavin. Exactly spell out. They were allowed to go home. That's where they live. There's an issue for those living in Eretz Yisrael to go back. So that's one Gemara. It doesn't matter that it wasn't spelled out. He assumes that they're partially live outside. So you can go back home. But the people living in Eretz Yisrael, not allowed to leave. That's the reading of that Gemara. We'll have to talk about it. We'll see a little bit. And apparently, these were Tamidim, so their homes or their parents were there. So. Yeah, I guess. Now, there is another Gemara. There's a Gemara Kiddushin, of Laman Aleph Mubeis. It's in the Sugi of Kibbutz Av Eim. The Gemara tells the story in source 7 of Asi Avalahi Ima Zakena. Asi had an elderly mother. Apparently, before she explained, she was senile or whatever, she was dementia. So she was, and she chepped him all the time. Amalei Beina Tachshitin. She said, I want jewelry. So Allah, he got her jewelry. He made her, got her jewelry. Being a gabra, I wanna marry somebody. I want a husband. So she said, Ni'ayin in law, I'll look into it. Being a gabra, the shopper comes. I want someone who's as handsome and as attractive as you are. So she's losing him the whole time. So Shavka v'ozal Eretz Yisrael. He saw to it again on the harsh explain. He saw to it she was being able to take care of. He went to Eretz Yisrael. But then Shama the Kazla Basrei. And then he realized she was missed him, and someone was going to come to Eretz Yisrael to see him. So he realized he should go back. So he went to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was the chief rabbi of Eretz Yisrael, the big poster guy Eretz Yisrael. So also the comment of Yochanan, Amalei Mahu Lot Seis Ma'aretz L'Chutzot. What's the din? Am I allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutzot? Amalei Osir. He told him, it's also you're not allowed to. Then he asked, Likras Ima Mahu. What if it's, you know, to service my mother, to be with my mother, keep it over Amen, so on. Then Mahu. Yeah, but apparently he moved and made Aliyah, whatever. He lived there. So, but now he's going back. He wanted to go back. So the Rabbi Yechanan said it's Osir. Likras Imamau, Amalei, any of that? I'm not sure. I don't know. Rabbi Yechanan wasn't sure. Yisrach, he waited Purta, waited a little while, but Hadar Asi asked again. So Amalei, Asi, Nisrat, says, Lotes. Yechanan said to him, Asi, I see you want to go back. Amokim Yachzi, Chalash Shalom, Kosh Baruch Hu should bring you back in peace. And they let him go. Afterwards, also the comment of Elozer. Rashi saw Belozer. Belozer was the main Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. He said, "Amalei Chas Hashem Bilma Mirsach Rosach. Did I annoy Rabbi Yochanan? Did I anger Rabbi Yochanan by asking and nudging with this question? Amalei My Amalechas. What did he tell you? Amalei I'm walking back to the Kol Shalom. Hashem should bring you back in peace. Amalei the Nisa the Rosach. Amalei Baruch Lach. If he was annoyed with you, he wouldn't have given you a bracha. And then, meanwhile, the story ends. Alachim Alachim Shemal Aron the Kol Shalom Yadi Lanachki. Later on, he found out she had died. That's when they were wanting to bring the Aron." He said he wouldn't have never left if he would have known. But that's a, for our purposes, the Gemara indicates also that Rabbi Yochanan wasn't sure about Likras Ima, but in general, he said, you know, I'll leave. That's, he told him, I'll leave. That's interesting. Even when it says, Amokim Yachzir Chalashom, so Rashi says, okay, you're looking at it, Rashi on Lamed Alpha and Bezin Kedushin. So after his lot, says, Sober Hoya Shadaito Lachom Kalam Bovel. Rabbi Yochanan thought that he wanted to go back and live in Bovel, and so eventually he said, Amokim Yachzir Chalashom, Ad Mekomcho. We'll bring you back and back to Bubba in peace. Okay? The Marshaw and the Kiddush HaGodah saying Kiddush doesn't like that. He says Rashi is a little bit difficult. He doesn't want to disagree so openly with Rashi. But he says it like this. He said he his plan was to come back. And where the Marshaw writes, Lule Perusha, he writes to Derechar to Rashi. If not for Rashi said, I would have said, Likras Imo Lachs or like you saw, he's just going to see his mother and then come right back. That was the question. To that, Rabbi Yochanan said no. And they said he wasn't sure. And his plan was to come back. His plan wasn't to go permanently there. So that Rabbi Yochanan never would have allowed. He only said, I'm going to go greet my mother. I mean, I'll see her, take care of her, say hello, and then I'll come back. And that's Rabbi Yochanan said he wasn't sure. And when he said, I'm Mokom Yavzircho or Shalom, bring you back here. Go. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yachzircha, not like Rashi, Yachzircha, and Kolko, bring you back to your place in Bovel. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring you back here. So that's a different interpretation of the Gemara. Yochanan would never have agreed that you should go back there permanently. He just said, according to Rashi, he just entertained, well, maybe to greet the mother. Okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring you back here. Okay, what's that? When are you coming back? Anyway, so that's another Gemara that indicates that I'm going to leave Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara doesn't explain why here either.
That's a temporary.
Even a temporary is a question. That's what's in the Marshall. Even that's a question. But a permanent is certainly not allowed. Yeah. Now there's one other Gemara, and here we'll just begin to see a little bit more. The Gemara Bava Basra, Tzadi Aleph Amud Aleph. Okay, Bava Basra, Tzadi Aleph Amud Aleph. Tonar Bonan, the Gemara says openly here, no story. Ein Yotzin Ma'aretz L'Chutar. The Gemara says, Abaisa, you're not allowed to leave Eretz L'Chutar. Elaim Kain, Amdu Sosayim L'Sela. Unless it's an economic matter. The price was so, the price of wheat was so prohibitive, or really the other way around, it was so cheap they couldn't make a living. But basically, what it means is that the economic conditions are oppressive and you can't live like that. That's a different story. And then Gemara goes on and explains exactly, you know, how dire the economic straits have to be. And the Gemara says, so other than that, you shouldn't leave. B'chein har b'shem yafar omer refers to the story in Megillas Rus. Okay, in the beginning, I printed in source 12. We'll come back in a second to the Rashbam. But the beginning of Megillas Rus, the first few psukim, right? We read on Shavuos. There was a famine in Eretz Yisrael, like by Avram. The gentleman by the name of Elimelech, and his wife was called Nami, and his two sons, Machlon and Chilion. So they went from Ephrosa, from Beis Lech and Yehuda, by those day Moab. They went to live in Moab during the famine. And what happened? Not good things happened. Right, he died in Pesach Gimel, and in Pesach Hei by Musa Gam Shem Machlon Mechilin, the two of them died also. To the point that later on, when Nomi came back with Rus, to Eretz Yisrael, Pesach Gintes, they separated the later Pesach. Pesach Gintes, the Perek Aleph of Rus, Vatelach Nestem, Adbona Beislechem, Vayabu Kivona Beislechem, Vateom, Kodir Alein, Vatomana, as those Nomi people didn't recognize, boy, what happened to this poor woman? Look back in the Gemara now, on the second line there, in Source 10, and Tadi Aleph and Aleph and Boba Basa, Vahachain Har B'Shem Yochan Omer, B'Shem Yochai Omer, Elimelech Machon Michin, what the stop? Gedola Hador Haya Uparnese Hador Hay. They were wealthy people. Okay, the truth is they could have stayed during the famine. Neiman Nanshu, why'd they get punished? In the Shiyatsu Ma'aret Lahutlaret. Because they left Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar, Bateum, Kolayur, Alein, Batomana, Zosnami. Maya Zosnami, what they didn't know who she was. Horitzak Amru Chazisem Nomi Shiyatsu Ma'aret Lahutlaret. Ma'aswa, what happened? Look what happened. Tragedy happened. Your husband died. Your two sons died. So therefore, you see from that Gemara, you're not supposed to leave. Okay, even in very dire conditions. Okay, now again, I thought it just said it was. So the farshim explained they had a lot of money. They didn't want to share. That was the problem. They didn't want to give others. But again, here in this Gemara, so here the Rashbam has a comment that's important for us. So it's 11. In that part of our Rashi is not Rashi on the page. You have the Rashbam on the page. So in the middle of the third paragraph, it says. I'm sorry, Aleph and Aleph in Bava Basra, Ein Yotzin, why? Shemafkia Atzon and Mitzvah. That's the first time that someone told us why. Why should we not be allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael? Answer, Shemafkia Atzon and Mitzvah. Because there are certain mitzvahs which apply only in Eretz Yisrael. So by the mitzvahs are truly spotted. So by leaving Eretz Yisrael, you are, you know, running away from mitzvahs that you're not going to be able to fulfill anywhere else but in Eretz Yisrael. That's the Rashbam says, that's behind. That's the reason why in all these Gemaras, Ein Yotzin, Eretz Yisrael, Lechutzlaret. Because you're mafkia atzon and amitzvah. So kind of the
Rashbam.
Okay,
that's
a good point. Hold on. In a similar, huh? Right. So similar. So that's you can't exempt yourself from mitzvahs on purpose. Yeah. Yeah, in a harami. Right. That's what to see. But that's what Rashbam writes. Mafkia atzon and amitzvah. Now this is how there's a parallel. On a flip side, it fits in very well with something else, a famous Gemara in Sota, based on a psukim at the beginning of Parshas Vayeshanan. The beginning of Parshas Vayeshanan, Dvarim Perek Gimel, starting in Pasuk Chav Gimel 13, there we know Moshe Rabbeinu daven very much to be able to go into Eretz Yisrael. I was Chanan, Hashem, Beitele, more, Hashem, Elohim, etc. Pasuk Chav Hei, in Perek Gimel, Dvarim, Ebron, Eretz, Aretz, Tova, Sherbe, Vyadain. All right, Tovah Zevalon, please let me go in and see Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says, "Veschanan d'Aracher is the echad nasol l'shamas shikus tefila." Veschanan is a form of tefila. So Moshe Rabbeinu daven. In fact, there's a medrash. Medrash isn't there in Veschanan. Medrash is in Luz Habracha. In Dvarim Perek, in Parsha Yud Aleph, on Siman Yud, it says how many times he daven. Keminyan Veschanan. Minayin shenispala Moshe ba'osa perk chamesh me'osa chamishosar pamet. He davened 515 times. Shefidus, to go into Eretz Yisrael. That's a lot of tzilus. Shenemar v'eschanan Hashem v'yisele mor v'eschanan v'gematria hamiyat. The word v'eschanan you do the gematria, it comes out to 515. The Pnei Yeshua and Bracha says, I'm sorry, or sure, it's not, I think the Pnei Yeshua has the whole calculation, and he starts, and yeah, he has all the Perushim on it. I think the Pnei Yeshua says, so if you figure out how many tefillahs there are from when this decree was, I think he's in Tetuva Av or something like that, until Zion Av, the Moshe died, comes out 515, three times a day, because Shabbos, he only has to put some question. It's not a whole cheshbon. Anyway, but be that as it may, whatever. I don't want to go that. My point is, he's davened very much. So the Gemara is, consulting the Yudalam Lal, famous Gemara, 16, Darshav Simoi, Mifnei Mavis Avim Moshe Renly Khanat Lerich Yisrael. What was the big thing Moshe wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael? Again and again, 515 times, he davened to Eretz Yisrael. What was the big thing? V'chilecho Mipiriyah Hutzarah. Well, he's born with two oats, or what, he wanted to have a Jaff orange, or a falafel, or a shawarma, or something. What was the big thing to go with? I mean, I'm coming, you know. So, Ella Kachomar Moshe, says the Gemara, so to the Dalman Allah, Ella Kachomar Moshe, Harbe mitzvah nitzav Yisrael, ve'in miskaim in Ella Eretz Yisrael. There are many mitzvahs which the Jewish people can fulfill only in Eretz Yisrael. And Akonis Anila Aris, Kadesh Shizkamu Kula Yodi. I want to go into it. No more mitzvahs. That's why he wanted to go into it. That's parallel to this Gemara the Rashbam learns Baba Basra, that a person who leaves Eretz Yisrael is mafkia atzmeinu mitzvahs. That was the whole reason Moshe, according to this Gemara in Soto, that's the whole reason why Moshe wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael, to do more mitzvahs. So, and then Marashot says it wasn't because he wanted to be buried there, because, okay, a different thing. He was, because it says the Eretz or the Tova. Maybe he wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael to be buried there. No, he wanted to see the land. But be that as Marashot has. But
Midbar,
yeah.
How come you don't
want to
go into the mitzvah?
Yeah, okay, that's true. Anyway, that's so there, at least now we have one approach as to why should we also leave Eretz Yisrael because of the mitzvahs. You look in the last paragraph of Ksubas, of Kuf Yudam Beis, the Gemara there has the following statement, Tanur Rabbanan, Hu Omer Lalos, or He Omer Shelo Lalos. Let's have a dispute between a husband and wife. Usually, we discussed in the past, usually when a couple decides they're going to get divorced, so the husband has to pay the ksuba. That's part of the settlement. Doesn't have to pay ksuba. But one of the things the Bezin looks into, but who's responsible for breaking up the marriage? Who's responsible for breaking up the marriage? If the wife is, you figure that. If the wife is responsible for breaking up the marriage, you have to give her a gift and pay the ksuba. That's up there. She broke up the marriage. Give an example of cash. If I live here and I say this week I want to go move to the North Pole. Right? I don't want to see Shabbos for a whole 6 months or whatever. Right, and my wife doesn't want to move to it. So I broke up the marriage. I have to pay the ksuba. And I tell her, you're not going to come and give me a divorce. Okay, I got to pay. The verse, she says, she wants to move to the North Pole. And I don't want to move to it. So she goes, go ahead, so I'll give you a gift, but I have to pay the ksuba. However, if who Omer Lalos, if it's a matter of moving Eretz Yisrael, he Omer Shalom Lalos, Kofen Osa Lalos, we love take the below ksuba. If he wants to move to Eretz Yisrael, she doesn't. So she forfeits her ksuba. He Omer Lalos, if she says, I want to move, so usually it's who's ever interrupting the status quo. That's who's in the wrong, right? They live here in New York, live here in Teaneck, or whatever, live in California, want to move somewhere else. So whoever sort of destroys the status quo, that's who's considered to be breaking up the marriage, that's who's in the wrong. However, it comes to Eretz Yisrael, whoever wants to go to Eretz Yisrael is automatically in the right. That's what comes down. Huh? Yeah, okay, they have to work it out, but I'm saying in terms of the ksuba, right? So kofen osalav, yolav, yotzi, ten ksuba. And the same thing in the verse, heo maris lotzeit, she said, I want to leave Eretz Yisrael, homo shalo lotzeit. He doesn't want to kofen also shalo lotzeit. You force her to stay unless she wants to accept the gift without being paid the ksuba. That's up to her. Same thing in reverse. Hu omer lotzeit, homer shalotzeit, kofen also shalo lotzeit. You're allowed. You don't see the ksuba. So that's how the Gemara, the
Emek Ksuba. If she's rich, so it's
okay,
we're trying to see.
Right, but still the point
you're
is.
You're doing the wrong thing.
Right, but clearly, yeah, there's a way to get out of it. You're right. So you're saying you see from this Gemara also that leaving Eretz Yisrael, that's in the wrong. That's okay. The point. And it's on that Gemara that we have on the following pages, it starts in Kuf Yud Beis, I have in the bottom of 18 there, that's where the Gemara goes off into tangents about a lot of beautiful statements about Eretz Yisrael. One of them is, in 18, that's still not the same source, Tanur Rabbanan, it's on the same daf, Kuf Yud Beis later on the daf, Tanur Rabbanan, La'olam yadar adam Eretz Yisrael, afil b'yishu rubov dekochav, it's better to live in Eretz Yisrael, even in a city that's mostly populated by Goyim, and not live in Chutzlaret, even in a city, it's mostly Jews, even in the bar park or whatever, it's mostly Jews. Better to live in Eretz Yisrael, a city that's not Jewish. Why? Shekol hadar be'eretz Yisrael, domer kimishi yesh aloka, b'chol hadar b'chutzlaret, domer kimishi ein aloka. Strong statement. Whoever lives in Eretz Yisrael, it's like you have a God. Right? Connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We live in Chutzlaret, you know. Shenem ma'akotz, a positive control. Okay? Then the Gemara asked, that's true? What's that? But the Gemara asks, "V'chol she'eino gar ba'aretz, eino eloka." But you know, we have this in Kutzar too. What does it mean? Eloka called double chutzot ki'ilo over the chacham. Oh, okay. It's not the name of God. Just worship idols. That's better. Either way, it's not a good thing. That's the bottom line. Right? That's the bottom line. So it's always the first, yeah. And I'm still going to back it up. Now, there's a famous Tosis on that Gemara, okay, with Hu Omer Lalos and so on. That's source number 20, Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen, one of the Balei Tosis, writes as follows. He says, this whole din of forcing the husband to love, the husband forcing the wife forcing the husband, so on, he says, Eino noheg v'smanazeh. So it's funny. Eino noheg, let's get the Rashi. Eino noheg v'smanazeh. Okay, and Balei Tosis, the 1200s, whatever. The why? Be'ikra sakonas drachim, because the trap, what's that? The Tatar Rabbeinu Tam. Tatar Rabbeinu Tam, okay, the late 11th, yeah. The Tatar Rabbeinu Tam, yeah. Okay, he was a Kohen, he went to Tom Levaya, elsewhere in the post. Anyway, so he says, the Sakonas drachim, it was dangerous to travel to Arizona on those days. Not like today, you have a flight, you know, you're there and people go for the weekend. So at that time, there was an issue of travel. Right, that's a different issue. So he says,
we're getting there.
The Hoya Omar Ben Chaim, the Achshav, he takes a step further, Ben Chaim Cohen, he's not Ben Chaim Brisker, right, the doses. By Omar Ben Chaim, the Achshav ain't no mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael. He says, nowadays, there's no mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael. Why? Kiesh kama mitzvah of Tluis Boris. Because there are many mitzvahs that apply in Eretz Chama Onshin, and you get punished for them. The Ein Ani Yuchom Lizor Behevel Amorolim. We can't do it. Simply, the community is such in Eretz Yisrael that it's not feasible to have land and observe Shemitah and so on. It was the economic can do too much. Okay? In those days, I'm sorry. Yeah. That's what he said. It was way before that. Rashi, because the two things, I skipped it over, the two things in the Gemara, going out of Eretz Yisrael to Chutzot and going out of Yerushalayim, the same din, going in Eretz Yisrael to Yerushalayim, the same parallel, same din.
But
the Tel Aviv would also not be allowed to go. Same parallel, I just didn't get a chance to...
Maybe
it's a punishment. Yeah, now, what comes out from this from Chaim Cohen... What comes out from this of Chaim Cohen, it seems to me, is that he's agreeing with the Rashbam that the whole essence of living in Eretz Yisrael is to do the mitzvahs. So he says, that's what he says in Tosfos here, right, in 20. He says that we're not going to be able to do the mitzvahs. For whatever technical reason, he assumed it would be too difficult to observe the mitzvahs of mitzvah tzus baretz in Eretz Yisrael in his time. And we don't know, we're not living that, so that was in the tzius in his time. He said, then therefore there's no mitzvah to go there anymore. So I think Chaim Cohen is like the Rashbam. And the whole idea, the whole significance of being an Eretz Yisrael is to be able to do the mitzvah. You can't do the mitzvah. No, I think he's on the same side. Okay. We'll get there. So the Rashba, so take a look. So the Rashba in 21, the Jewish Rashba, Chelik Aleph Sim Kuf Lamed Dalet, asks, what does this Gemara mean? Shalta Masha Amor Kol Adar B'Chutzot K'nisha Ein Lo Olam. The Rashba also lived in Chutzot. What does it mean? Those Gemaras, it's like you don't have a God, you're Odes or Zor and so on. He says no, because Lefish Eretz Yisrael Nikreis Nachos Hashem. Okay, and he quotes again the psukim, same psukim that Gemara quoted, and so on. And that's why Avodah Zarah is called a Hei Necha Aretz. But you know, he says, well, look at the third line. That's important us in 21, in that Shuas Rashba. V'ikar mitzvah haTorah kulon ba'aretzain ad ki kama mitzvahs and another goes klalal ba'aretz. The ikar mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael, because in fact there are some mitzvahs you only do in Eretz Yisrael. So he's also weighing in that despite that whole Gemara that's like you're serving Avodah Zarah means you're not able, what does it mean? It's an exaggerated statement, meaning you can't fully serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu outside of Eretz Yisrael. He's putting it together. No, but I think he's also saying the essence of being an Eretz Yisrael, so he will do these extra mitzvahs that he can't do elsewhere. That's what I'm saying. Okay, and I mean, the Gemara didn't give any reason at all.
But
that's predicated on the fact that the whole purpose of being there is to do the mitzvahs, right? Do those extra mitzvahs. Then I'm not sure if you want to look at it there in Tzumas Kufiyot on the base. He says that the Gemara says, Domeh doesn't say that. It's Domeh Kimi Shein, it's not exactly, it's similar, you know. He talks about that a little bit, and Okay, so if you're bothered by that Gemara, you can study over there. Okay, now look how far it goes. Okay, the Gemara has on the same sugya, next daf from Ksubas Kuf Yud Aleph Mud Aleph 23. Strong statement. Ahu Gabra the Nofel LeYivama BeChozor. A certain person had a situation. We know that they have a couple that's married, and then God forbid the husband dies, they never have children. So the husband's brother, the deceased brother, has to marry the widow. That's the mitzvah of Yibum, okay, or do Chalita. So apparently, a situation came up. A certain man, Nofel LeYivama BeChozor, which is in Chutzlart. So also the Kamed of Chanina. So the NFAS with him, Omale, Mahu, the Mechas, Liab, should I go to Chutzlart to do the mitzvah of Yibum? Right? Should I leave Eretz Yisrael to go do the mitzvah of Yibum? So listen what he says. Strong, Omale, Echov, Nasa, or Achiv, Nasa, single, Achiv, Nasa, Kusi, Sumais. Your brother married a non Jewish woman. She wasn't a non Jewish woman, it was a Chutzlart. He married a non Jewish woman and died. Baruch HaMokom Shahargo. What? Yeah, good thing. So he says, like you married a non-Jewish girl, and good thing a Kadosh Baruch Hu killed him. The Hu Yevin Achav. Now you want to go also? That's a strong statement. Okay. Now again, the idea is, huh? Yeah, we can wonder. Yeah. Yeah. Well, right, exactly. So, you know, you want to talk about this tomorrow? Now the Marsha.
That's what the case was.
Again, some of the Mepharshim say that because why did he have to go there? You let her come to Eretz Yisrael, right? There wasn't let her come here. What does he have to go there to do? Even tell her, send her a telegram and tell her to come here, right? To Eretz Yisrael. The chi is on. Well, the chi it's his mitzvah. If she wants to be married, she has to have Yibum Mochleitz first. Right? So, I don't want to go into the Yibum end of it now, but I'm just pointing out again that you see how strongly the Gemara felt about it. Right? Come back, yeah. Anyway, that's a point. Rechene didn't want to leave for that, even for the mitzvah. Again, presumably, because the mitzvah could be done on Eretz Yisrael too. There's a tshuva from the Tashbeit, that's one of the Rishonim, to a couple of different people at the same initials. There was a Sadi Askar, the Shimshon of Tzema, and was Shimon Ben Sotto. So this is a Tashbeit, so the Talmud of Ashkenaz, the Talmud of Maram Ukber. So he writes in the Chela Gimel, Simon Reish. Okay, b'chiyav ha'alom me kedushas mitzvahs. He also seems to say that it's around the kedushas mitzvahs because he discusses what the status is of Eivar Yardin. Okay, Eivar Yardin. There was kedusha there, but do you have all the same mitzvahs and so on? But at the end he writes, kevan shim shavos b'chobos karka shavos heim b'mitzvahs dira. B'chobos karka, the mitzvahs to his baris. So he says, the lands that are the same, like Yehud and Galil, these don't apply because they're the same with regards to chobos karka. So therefore, they're the same with regard to the mitzvah of Dira. He also is saying, so what's the mitzvah of Dira revolve around? The chobos, the obligations of the mitzvah. So Ad Khan, all these Rishonim seem to be learning that the essence of the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael is we will do the mitzvah. However, the Ramban has a different take altogether. There's a pasuk in Parshas Masei, the Midbar Perek Lam and Gimel pasuk in Gimel 26. Well, Raz Tum Esaris Yishavtem Bo, Ki Lachem Nasat Yisaris Loresh Yisosar. The mitzvah says you should clean out the land, inherit the land, drive out the inhabitants of the land, and dwell there because I've given this land to you. Rashi says it's a bracha, or it's a tip. The tip. Rashi, the Rashi, Rashi, 27 says, "Tarik Mam Gimel, Pasuk Mem Gimel." The Midbar, Marat, and Shomim Yisrael, and has ramifications today. All of Yishavtem Bo. If you want to be able to live in it, so you got to get rid of the enemies in the land. Otherwise, then if you get rid of them, then Tuchel Yiskayim Bo. In love, Lo Tuchel Yiskayim Bo. You won't get rid of the inhabitants, you won't have success living there. And that has its own application. Okay? But the Ramban, the famous Ramban, there in Parshas Masseh, he says something else. And on that Ramban, Parakman, that's the Pasuk. Parakman, the Gimel Pasuk, the Gimel, do Masseh, Rashtim, look at the Ramban, very important. Al Daiti Zu Mithus Asehi. This isn't just like Rashi says, it's a good Eitzah. You get rid of the inhabitants of land, and they're going to be able to live there. He says, this is a Mithus Asehi. It's one of the Tariq Mithus. Namely, Yitzava Osam Shi Yeshubar, it's a Yeshua, so Akunas Anasalahem, or Nikolahem, right? Being told in this pasuk, we have to live in Eretz Yisrael, okay? And that's why, right? Then you look in the next couple ones, there, Mashi Flieger, who's saying he refers to these Gemaras and Ksubas. The Mitzvah Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael, Shah Otsu, Lotzeh Shemena, he quotes this Gemara, right? You're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael, why not? It's very simple, because it's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, not because you'll be able to, it'll facilitate to be able to do other mitzvahs like Truman, Pei, and whatever. Because there's a mitzvah, Yeshua, it's on its own. So that's what he says. Yeah.
Maybe he's kind of a fool. Maybe he's
He quotes other psukim. Like he says I printed a couple of psukim in Parshas Dvarim 29. And again, in Pasuk Chavala, Reina Hashem Kecha Lachos Arz Ale Reish, and in Ekev, by the Meraglim, Vishloch Hashem Esnami Kedva Ale Mor Alu Urshu Esarit. By the way, we have numerous psukim. And let us anybody think, well, this is what the Rambam is commenting on the Chumash, okay? In his Hasagas to the Sefer Mitzvahs of the Rambam does not enumerate settling Eretz Yisrael as one of the Tariq Mitzvahs. Okay, so Rambam wrote a commentary on the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs where he sometimes disagrees with the Rambam. It's not so simple how to count something as a mitzvah and figure out whether it's one of the Tariq. It's not, okay, again, it doesn't always have ramifications. As I like to say, sometimes it's a bookkeeping question whether it counts as a separate mitzvah or not. And tefillin, the two different mitzvahs, one tzomtzum yad, another tzomtzum rosh, so it's one mitzvah with two parts, right? Lulav, esrog, adas, and arovitz. Four different mitzvahs and one mitzvah with four parts. So the Rambam first gives you 14 rules as to how he's going to make his criteria. Yes, right, figure out his criteria. But anyway, Rabban wrote us about this. So in the back of the, what we call here, the Shichas Esen, he thinks there's certain mitzvahs I'll say, which the Rambam forgot. Of course, forgot. The Rambam didn't list.
Right.
He said, Rambam forgot. And what is it? Look at 31. Mitzvah Revi is the fourth one that he forgot is, Sheni Tzavino L'Resh Yisarit, Asher Nosan HaKel Baruch, Yitzal HaMetein L'Avor Tzul Yaakov, Zulo, and here, Jackie, is Zulo Nazu B'yad Zulo Stenim and Omos. We're not allowed to leave it in the hands of any other nation. Olishmamet, certainly not allowed to leave it desolate. And he quotes all the psukim. The Ramban says that this is a mitzvah saseh and it applies all the time. Okay, and look at the second paragraph there, 31. By the Vomanik, a mitzvah shechacham afligin bo, he dearest Eretz Yisrael, right? And that's why not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. So according to the Ramban, okay, he quotes a beautiful sifrei that a certain Rabbanim wanted to leave Eretz Yisrael when they turned around and realized how could we leave? They started to cry. They came back and so it's a very, very important Ramban. So according to Ramban, the reason why not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael is not because in Eretz Yisrael you can accomplish various other mitzvahs. It's good for a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. That's what he says. Now, not everyone agrees with that. The Rambam, for example, doesn't count it, as we mentioned, as Rambam just said. So there's a Sefer 32 called Megillah Esther. This Megillah Esther has nothing to do with Purim. Okay, it's a commentary on the Rambam Sefer. Yitzchak Bilion, I think, wrote it. One of the Talmud Rishonim. So he defends the Rambam against the Ramban's pinus most of the time. Sometimes he doesn't have a good chance, but he admits it. But he called it Megillah Sefti, right? The introduction, I think, when he just finished it, he started to write it. His mother passed away. His mother's name was Esther. He named his work after his mother. That's what's called Megillah Sefti. You know, it's got nothing to do with Purim. So in Mitzvah Dalet, he writes, Nira Ali, it appears to me, but the Jackie said, Kima Shalom Mona Harav, the reason the Rambam didn't count it, Shemitzah Shushars, Vishos, Alon Noga, Rak, we made Moshe, Vishuvi David. Right? That's when it applied. Kozman Shalom Golom Arizon. Until there was Golom, until we flown out. That's the time. But after that, it's not true. Okay, but others disagree. So there's a lot of, you can give one shiur, two, a few shiur just on that subject, a lot of literature about that. Yeah. What the Rambam meant. So I guess you would have to learn like Rashi. That's just saying. That's a friend of the Rashi. You probably can learn. The Torah is telling you, get rid of the enemies, then you'll have a kohal living there. But it's not the count of the mitzvah. We'll see in a moment. Some say the Rambam does count it. What's interesting is, just at that time. Yeah, because it's important to note, the Rambam only counts mitzvahs that are ladoras. That's for Lamashal. By the original carbon presser, you have to take the blood and put it on the doorpost. It's not every year called Pesach, you have to put a blood on the door. That was just then. It was a mitzvah then for sure. But it doesn't count as one of the Tariq because it's not the Torah. Right? It's not for all time. It was just the one and out. Okay? Well, this may be more than one and out, but it's not for all time. So that's how the Rambam could learn also. There's a lot of literature about what the Rambam meant. What's interesting is there's a Meshach Chochma, the Meir Simcha, in the beginning of, because it's interesting, what according to the Ramban, okay, why did the kasha that the Gemara and Sota asked, we saw earlier, why was Moshe so desperate to go into Eretz Yisrael? The Gemara answers because he wanted to do the mitzvah to his parts. Why don't I just say, according to Ramban, why don't I just say, because of the mitzvah of Yisrael Eretz Yisrael, that's why. You want to do a mitzvah of Yisrael Eretz Yisrael. Right? Is that what if to bring in other mitzvahs? The kasha against the Ramah. The Meshech Chochma says the parshas for Eyam. Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Lamed Aleph. It also has Kiatem Over Mitzvah Yarden Lavol Oreshes Oret. So Yerushim Osov Yishavdom. Another pasuk. Ramban didn't quote it because he couldn't. The Meshech Chochma says in that pasuk Daas Ramban Yeshiva Teret Yisrael Maasei. That there's a mitzvah Maasei like we just saw. But I'm not sure this is. I'm erased out. I'm not sure this. But Chidush of Toma in my Dedorish Arkasha Dedorishim Simoi from a Sefer Toto. And the Imam is Abba Moshe Lakon and Sertz Yisrael, right? So he says, why did my Makshah, Allah Yeshiva Sertz Yisrael, why do you have to give such a reason that he wanted to go into Sertz Yisrael to do all these other mitzvahs? Just say, because it's a mitzvah in itself. And the Rameh Simcha writes, Allah Kashem Edi, because where was Moshe Rabbeinu at that time? He was in the Eivel HaYarden, in the territory of Bnei Gad Meruven. If he's there, Bnei Gad Meruven, well, you call him mitzvahs Yeshiva Sertz Yisrael? We tell him that Bnei Gad Meruven stayed on the other side of the Eivel HaYarden. Didn't, weren't Makai mitzvahs Sertz Yisrael? Certainly not. They were Mekayimah there also. So, qua the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu was taka, he also had that mitzvah by being in the land of Sinai, you know, in Eber Yarden. So that's why they were told the other mitzvahs, so that means, those says the Meshach Chochma. But that, let's see. So that he doesn't go into, but there's a Truman of Tashbetim. Let's see. Yeah, okay, you're right. I can't tell you why the Torah didn't say it. But anyway, he says, look at the last one. Vaday calls man shalom hakiv shulor tayim a kind of zayim mishus yitzo is a pasuk. The Tashbates in a different chuva chelagim osim chuf tzarichet same collection of chuvas. So he writes, he quotes this Gemara Moshe Rabbeinu Amar Moshe Harbe mitzvah Tzav Yisrael 35. So he says it's not talking about taka the mitzvahs because they also had mitzvahs of police parts in terms of the chumas and maishes and so on. But look at the second line on the next page. Ela b'mitzvahs anohagos. Mechemes Amamin, the Abdullah Sari Mikla, okay, Achros is there Shalmalek, Minu Melech, Binyan Beis Hamikdash, those are the mitzvahs they're talking about, only in Eretz Yisrael. So, no, those Adji Yabros Ayarding, Hanu Havabal of Yume. So, that's like this Meshach Chochma. It wasn't the mitzvahs of the land in terms of the agricultural mitzvahs, those perhaps applied neighborly Ayarding too, but other mitzvahs, let's say Binyan Beis Hamikdash, Minu Melech, that was only in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, anyway, but according to the Ramban, and the Maharit agrees, the Maharit, this is Chani Chalek Beis, Chalek Ardes, in the Chof, 36, also agrees, Ika Atam, it's also Yishu Ha'etzol, Mishum Kedushas Ha'etzol, Umitzas Tishivosa, who are Philip Isman Azeh, Bechorbana, even without the Chubes HaMikdash, even if the land is desolate, the Ramban himself, by the way, if he put his money where his mouth is, the Ramban moved there to Yishu. In fact, we have a record, he writes what he experienced there. Ramban writes that the more Kedusha, a place had, the more desolate it was when he came there in the mid-1200s. Right after the debate, after the whole debate, so he had to leave the Aragon, had to leave Spain, and came to Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, right, that's true. He had to run away, but that's where he went. Didn't run somewhere else, but then he tried to build it. He writes he couldn't get a minion in Yerushalayim. Couldn't get a minion. Minion in Yerushalayim. So he had a minion every corner. So that's what Ramban writes. And he tried to get to anyway, but so he also mentioned this idea that I just showed you from the Tashbetz. He also mentioned Masha Omar Sheish, the second paragraph 36. Masha Omar Sheish, Kama Mitzvah to his parts, and so on. Dvar Tema, why not just say the same questions? He says, why not say Lechet Shikon Peh? Those all apply also. And not only that, but he asks against us Rabbeinu Chaim. Like the Rabbeinu Chaim the Tosfos said, well, there are too many mitzvahs that we can't do. What do you can't do them? So go do them. Go do it. So his very strange answer, right? Why not do it? You can't do it. You do it, right? So he says, okay, but he's talking about perhaps. He says perhaps the other mitzvahs and so on we don't have today. So that's another possibility. He thinks based on that. And others say this also that Rabbeinu Chaim never said such things. The Talmud Torah, the scribal error, the Talmud misunderstood.
And what the Yeshaya said to Chizkiya.
Just because someone lived in the period of Rishonim doesn't mean he was a Rishon. The Talmud didn't pay attention either. Okay, anyway. Just as an interesting point, where's the Rambam fit in this? We mentioned the Rambam doesn't count the mitzvah. But there are those who say the Rambam also assumes that Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah, say. why is it on his list? It's pure technicality. Amnezer, the Sochet Shabbat of Kaffir, is Elter Elter Zayn, Amnezer, a genius, a very important Shuva, Tafnun Dal, Chelek Erdeh, a lot of stuff about Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So he says, you know, there is a mitzvah in Parsha Shoftim, there are in Perakov, right? Los Chayakon, the Shama, Pasuk Zayn, and Yud Zayn, Ki Hachrim, Tachrim, Achiti, Amor, Akmaya, Priz, Achim, Avusi, right? He's supposed to wipe them out. The Rambam does count that, right? Sefer HaMitzvah, the Rambam Mitzvah, Ezek Kuf Pei Zayin, 38. HaMitzvah Kuf Pei Zayin, Shetzil HaHarog Shiva Avner. That's the Rambam count as a mitzvah. So Avnezer writes, and this truth is in Tufton Valley, in Ozvav, he says, well, wait a minute. What's the purpose of destroying the people in the land? Obviously, what, the land should be empty? No, obviously it should go into, he says, the Rambam, and he proves from other sources, which I don't know tonight, quotes some Mikdash from some Mishnah. He says, one of the Rambam's rules is when you have two mitzvahs, where one is to facilitate the other, so the counterpart is separate mitzvahs. So that's all. It's one big mitzvah. One big guy. So he says, and look at I'm saying, so look at this. He says, Olam Izesh Ain't Mach Klaum Ramam Lomer Shain Onor Gusmanazev. He is absolutely convinced that he says, against the Megillah Esther, against all these others who say the Ramam, even Rosh Hashanah, didn't pray that Rosh Hashanah, the Chumash, he says the Ramam holds it to mitzvah. Chiyumis, you get fulfill a mitzvah, but not a mitzvah. Chiyumis, a different territory. So he says in Parakeh, look at that. Okay, right.
Just number 40.
But he doesn't say it's a mitzvah. That's all. But you look in Parakeh, look at that. And if I'm not a mitzvah, 40. Also, Rambam Paskin. Also, Lot says, Merit to show the foot towards the Olam. Ella will come to this. Lil Motor, Lisa Isha, Olahatim, and Akum. I be Yachzal Ars, they'll come back. Okay, the chen yotzi l'schor for business reasons. Eventually, we're also leaving. Have a lishkon, yeah, me too. Have a lishkon b'chutzar k'aser. Elin kain, and I see there's no. Anyway, and he quotes the story of Machlon Chilion. It seems to me that we can make the case, at least according to Adonai, that the Rambam agrees with the Ramban that it's not because of the ability to do other mitzvahs, but rather because this gufa is a mitzvah. One other tshuva from the Tashbei Tchela Gimel Siman Reish Beis Chesed 41. Okay. He says also that it's a mutter only for these purposes of the Torah and perhaps keep it our name. We had a few other things, okay. But he also seems to like the Ramban. He says Adira Ber Tishol Mitzvah Gedola Ukvarmonas Ramban Michal Tariag, and he quotes Mitzvah Freeze. He quotes the Gemara. So these Rishonim at least seem to hold that there's a mitzvah by itself. So I just want to point out. So we have two different directions, really, in Rishonim. So why does mitzvah? The title of the shiur is why is it prohibited to live in Eretz Yisrael? There are two different directions. One is because you're mafkir, like Rashbam writes, and maybe Chaim Kohn agrees, and others, that you're mafkir yourself from certain mitzvahs that apply only in Eretz Yisrael. Or you have the Ramban, and maybe Rambam agrees, and others, that gufa, the mitzvah of Yisrael Eretz Yisrael, is itself a mitzvah. The difference is a possible nafkamina of what is the nature of this whole issue. That's all, right. But that's the point. But here's perhaps the difference. Because in the possible nafkamina, if you hold that the essence is settling in Eretz Yisrael, that's a mitzvah by itself, Ramban. So if you're leaving, you don't do it. You're vowing a deraisa. It's vowing a deraisa. If you're mafkir yourself from other mitzvahs, so we've mentioned this in the past, what is that exactly? Is that exactly an iser? I mean, it's not right, but you know, I'm not chayav. Lemaisa, like you said, give a farming. I'm not chayav. So in other words, if I put myself in a situation where I don't have to do mitzvahs. So maybe it's not nice or it's not optimal, but you can't say Isser. If the essence is settling in Eretz Yisrael, but I leave, I'm being right. That's the Raisa. You look in the Gemara Pesachim Kufi quickly. This is a couple we've shown him. The Gemara Pesachim Kufi Gimel Beis says Shiva Menudim L'Shamayim. There's seven people who put a chera, right? So a bunch of different things. It's whatever. And children is. So one of the things is Misha Einlo Tfilin Barosho Tfilin Joro. You don't have Tfilin on your head or your arm. Utsitzis Bigdo. You don't have Utsitzis. And the Gemara says, various things. And it says, the end of Misha ain't a mason, the Chabur Shemitzah, like the Smila, I'm not going to invite. Anyway, so Tosas there says, Msachim Kufi Gimel Bey, Zimwasa ain't low bottom, 44. He says, obviously, it doesn't mean a person has children because they're not able to have children. They're trying to, but they can. They're a Dafka, I think she also refuses to do Puru and so on. And he says, as far as Titus is concerned, so it's interesting. He says, what if, you know, I mean, he's alluding to the fact that, let's say a guy doesn't have a pair of tzitzis, so the guy doesn't have tzitzis, or a guy doesn't have a four-cornered garment, so he's not really chayav. Nonetheless, he says that you should try to bring yourself to do the mitzvah, and what does he quote? That Gemara Sota.
the Moshe shall totally connotate the shock. They look high. You should try and make a hecha tinsa. You'll be able to do the mitzvah. That's how the Rosh says also in the Moed Katan, Paragimel Sof Pei. Sof Simen Pei. He's in the middle of Simen Pei. He talks also about today, Ha'idna She'en Regilin Lil Mosh Beged She'esh Mo Da'al Kanver. In the mitzvah of tzitzis, we don't generally wear four corn garments today. So strictly speaking, we don't have to wear tzitzis. We only have to wear tzitzis. Right? Yeah, okay. Right, so it's not nice, exactly. But that's what the Rosh is saying. Rosh, technically speaking, you deal in tatlacha or karba kanvos tzuslop. If you don't have that kind of garment, like today we wear that kind of garment, so technically there's no mitzvah. So body says, well, you should try, and that's what we do. We put on a four-corner garment in order to wear tzitzis. And Rosh also quotes that same Gemara in Tosafot, like we see by Moshe Rabbeinu, who tried to, you know, tried to go into Eretz Yisrael to do more mitzvahs.
Okay,
the Rosh and the Tosafot Rosh also.
And you get
rid of
it.
Right.
Suppose you never had it.
Right, never. Okay.
So
but I'm just trying to show you even the other way. And that's how he says, you're not, that's my point. You're not over anything. You just didn't. But it's not a good thing. You should, but that's quite a difference. You see, it's interesting. A big difference. The Tosafot Rosh says the same thing in Brachos Yudchet Malav. Okay. So interesting. I know Bezidus will respond to this. The Chai Adam. And I'll quote you. Everyone should read this call in Chai Adam. Samaches. It has nothing to do with it. He goes to all the very beautiful simon. In fact, someone wrote a whole sentence just on that simon. He goes through all the classic rules about mitzvahs. It's Rishon Lakdim and mitzvahs, Osek mitzvah, Potter, and it's all the classic. And so the Chayodim in called Samachas Dik Yutes, right? First he says Chayav Okay mitzvah Filim Sarach Lefazer. They even if they spend money, how much? Chomesh. I'll kind of go into that now. But look what he says at the end. The last line of 47. Min tzarech la'akor mi beso leilech l'ir acheret. How far do I have to go? Do I have to leave town? I can't do the mitzvah here. Do I have to go to another town? He lives tzarech in. And in the Nishmas Adam, which is his expanded ha'aris over there, he thinks maybe you don't have to. He quotes an interesting Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Some people remember there were two towns. Remember the guy, one town had a chauffeur, and one town had a guy who could daven for the yom ha'machus and also chauffeur. They had a baser. And he's in the middle. Where should you go? Should go here, this. So what do you mean? Let all the people in this town go over here. But he said, you see, you don't say that. You don't have to do that. But it's interesting.
They do it.
Okay. But anyway, that's what he says. But he's not sure. The Maharsham, Brijan, and the Tshuva Chelakavos from Reish Tes quotes this Chayodah. And he says, but what do you mean? We should learn that from Moshe Rabbeinu. He wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael, so you do have to move. And then he said, well, maybe Moshe Rabbeinu is different. He's moving a lot. Anyway, but the point is that that's a question of how far you have to go. But Hanogel in Yanenu is that if you told like the Ramban and those who show him that the mitzvah, you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael because the mitzvah is Yishuv Aretz, so that's the Manasseh the right is. The other is, so it means it's not right, but perhaps it's the Rabbanon, or maybe it's Chosidus and so on. Another possible nafkamina, there is a version, that Gemara about the wife forcing the husband, and the husband forcing the wife. So the Yerushalmi is based on the Tosef, but there are different Girsa. Ksuba's Park in Yom HaLoch Yerala 50, says there, who wrote Selala 30 Sol, he ain't a wrote, so Kofan of Solalos. He wrote, so who ain't a wrote, so ain't Kofan of Solalos. Okay, you can't force him to follow her. Okay, play Moshe writes, we're looking at play Moshe on top of the space we could do. Ain Kofan of Solalo, that Kol Ola forgets our. Well, for the Tetsuba, right. It seems here that even you don't have to do that. He says, look at play Moshe, he says, about Kol Ola Hakar Ish. Okay, why should that be? So, not a prejudice, yeah.
Put yourself in a situation.
So hold that regarding Eretz. So hold that to the very end. Mamet, I just want to finish. Okay, the Mordechai in Ksubas and the truth is, the Biragor quotes it. The fact is that if you hold, okay, he discussed the Mordechai in Ksubas in the second paragraph, in the last paragraph. I mean, it's where he runs Reish Pei of 53. Has this girsa that Yerushalmi is a different girsa. Okay, a different girsa. And he says, because he doesn't give the reason, he says, Yofa Kocha Bama Kocha Isha. The Rambam doesn't say that way, but the Shulchan Aruch in Eben Ezra, the Rambam's Perkin Yom HaChot, that the Shulchan Aruch in Eben Ezra, Simon Ayan Hey, writes, Yesh Misha Omer, the Had, the Kocha Larit, Yisrael, Hanab, the Epshim, Belos Takana, Hilchach, and so on, names a place. So on that, the Ve'amon, I'm not sure what that is, it's too dangerous. But the Bir HaGroa quotes this question, and he suggests that because, one second, if you hold that, this is another Nafkamina, that's why I'm bringing this in here. If you hold that the whole purpose of going to Eretz Yisrael is to, you know, to be Mekayim and the mitzvahs that apply in the land, if you hold like that, if you hold like, so who's doing that? The husband, the women, right, the women aren't doing that, at least in those days. So in Mela, you can't say they're not doing the farming, and so at least in those days. So so he says, and that's the Marit also, is not saying the truth, and Chelik Reis and Chavchet, so he says, these mitzvahs, the woman doesn't have the same involvement, so that's why she can't force. I'm just saying maybe that's another nafkamina. If you hold that the essential nature is to settle Eretz, so applies to women also. But if it's to do these other things, maybe that's why that explains that here. So one other possible nafkamina is the Gemara over the Zora, and that's Yud Gimel. The whole other issue for Kohanim, the Kohanim here, that leaving Eretz Yisrael because of Tumas Eretz Amen, which I'm not talking about at all. Okay, Kohen should leave. But it mentions here, well, I'll look, because it's hours late, so I just want to look at one thing in Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says, it was on the third line of 58, Umetame Lilmo Torah V'Lisa Isha. You can go to Chutzah, it's Lilmo Torah and Lisa Isha. Like, I can't find a good Rebbe there in Eretz Yisrael, which for a long time was certainly Jamaica, and I couldn't find a suitable wife, or should have, so you're allowed to go to Kotzorah. Okay, so on that, let's tell you, Tosfos says, the Pirish, Vidaito Lachdal Eretz Yisrael, you got to come back. Okay, go learn for a couple of years, and go find a spouse, and then come back. The Elu Ein Daito Lachdal, says Tosfos. Again, this is Tosfos, and Avodah Zid, Gimel Aleph, Limon Torah. So he says, Elu Ein Daito Lachdal, Amar Mitzubas, that story with the Yibam, you know, he wouldn't let him leave to go to Yibam and so on. So, and then the Tosfos adds an important point, the second line. V'davka v'hanach mitzvah shen chashuvot l'umot Torah, shegadol talmud Torah, shmedele v'aisa, ishanami, ksivlo tohu b'rod, the world was created to be populated, avos shar mitzvah lo, but not for other mitzvahs. The Tosfos is very restrictive. L'umot Torah, these issues, so maybe keep it away. These higher ranking mitzvahs, so to speak, and I don't want to go into how you rank mitzvahs, but the Tosfos says, and even there, it's Daita Lachdor. So on the back of the Masechet Shuras of Chesed Aleph, the Shulta Giborim, 61, he says that if you're coming back, the Alecha Mitzvah Cloud, the Ain Mitzvah Alecha Mitzvah Amanas Loshu, Bafila Mandam Aida Mitzvah Alecha Mitzvah, I know Dafka Amanas Lodu, Aval Halicha Amanas Lodu is Ain Ba Mitzvah. That's the first. And then he says, here's what's relevant to us. The Chihecha, the Atziah, Amras Loshem, Ein Avera. If you're going out to come back, it's okay, even not for even for any reason. That could also perhaps be an afkamina, our question. Okay, if you hold it to the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, means you have to live in Eretz Yisrael. So then I can understand somebody leaving for a short period of time and then coming back only for a mitzvah, like the Torah, Lisa Isha. But other than that, you shouldn't leave at all. That's possible. But if you hold that you just mafki yourself from other mitzvahs, okay, so you won't farm the land for the next 2 months. You go for any reason. You go to, you don't have to have the mitzvah of Luma Torah and Lisa Isha. So maybe this machloka is tosin super gibor is a function of the same thing. I just want to end by mentioning that Abenezer in that same tshuva in a different part. There is one other aspect that Abenezer articulates. It's in the Tufnun Dalet, the old Slav of Gimel, in his tshuva's near a day. Hashal Kainli Ashu Sekhla Nirli Ki Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael Vishlam Yishpo Gimel in Yonah. He says actually three things. Aleph, Mitzvah Sefeid Yeshiva Soretz. Abeis, Mitzvah Sefeid Soretz. Everything we talk about. Hagimel, Mistabra Lodur B'mokko Mekudosh V'kadosh Hashkina. There's another aspect here. That's what you were saying. It's the idea of living in Eretz Yisrael because this is the place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Kiddush. He quotes from the Zohar and our Sedra. M'furish Mitzvah HaKadosh Parashat Lech Lecha. Okay. And that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted Abraham there, because every other land is Kodesh Baruch Hu appoints an emissary, an agent to look after. But Eretz Yisrael looks after the record. That's what it says in the Torah, right? In Parshas Eikev, Parakid Alkos Gibrid. Eretz Asher Hashem Elokecha Dorishos Otamit, Otamit Ein Hashem Elokecha Bam, Ereish Hashana Achrishana. Right? And Rashi says, what do you mean? I thought he looks after every land. Yeah, but he looks after every land through Eretz Yisrael. So the Kolbo, it's in Kukhov Zayin, Reish Erechus Chaim, says, that's what that Gemara means, Uksubis, the Kimisha Ainlo Aloka. That's what it means. You live in Chutzlars because you're under the direct direction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? There's a safer cause. That's the idea. Not the Chutzlars, worship of the Zara, the Noga. It's just, you're not under direct supervision. When Eretz Yisrael is in the direct relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a totally different reason to live in Eretz Yisrael altogether, not to leave. That's how the Kafta Refer, was written by Rabbi Ashtore HaParchi. Okay, I think I forgot when. 1500, 1600, I forgot. Okay, in Parak Yud, he's quoted some of these Gemaras and Ksubas and so on. And he says in the end, Hare Shekedusha Zartu Malas Mishas Mishinos Ala Ovas Agdoshim, Mo Mishas Hakim Zubot. At the time of Abraham Avinu, I said it. It was already there. And as Kedusha Teret Yisrael, that's what Chacham Sofer writes also in the Tshuva Chelek Beis from Reish Lachadalav, 67, Elechora Mashma Lo Mishu Mitzah Tzli Beret Yisrael, Kofin, Ela Mishu Kedusha Atma, at the Kedusha itself. So there's another reason to want to live in Eretz Yisrael. Based on this, and this will finish, Rav Vosner, Shmuel Alevi Vosner, who passed away a couple of years ago, Mnei Brak, Shevet Alevi, Shevet Alevi Chelek Hei, Simon Kuf, Ayin Gimel. He writes, and he talks about somebody who wants to leave Eretz Yisrael. First of all, it's an interesting question. Is Eilat part of Eretz Yisrael? Okay, a relative who wants to go to Eilat for Pesach. So I said, well, don't ask me how many days I think I should keep. Ask somebody else, we only keep one day. So if it's beneath the border, it's further south. He says, Eilat at Ophir. I'm not sure where Ophir is. But anyway, he says, Eilat, it looks like it's part of Chutzlaret, and therefore the question, can you even go there? Forget about 2 days the other. Can you even go? It's like leaving Eretz Yisrael. Right, if you live there, so he discusses a little bit. Huh? Right. That's a question. Anyway, but what he says is, it should be also to leave Eretz Yisrael, but he says for a certain reason, or look at the last couple of lines. Even if you plan to come back, you can't leave for any reason. Aval, but Tzorah called the Lo Gazer. You're going to come back, any type of Tzorah. Now he says, what does constitute a Tzorah? But Tiyul, just a trip, a vacation, Al Pisrael lo nikutzara. Okay, I told him something. He did. I went to Shumri Yark, so if this is going, you want to go see the Alps or something like that, you're not allowed to do that. But, he said, it's Lilmo Torah, at least Isha, another mitzvah, but just to see some sort of museums in Europe or whatever that. However, he says, we call Makom, Imhochon is Manuot, Ma'od, Liros Pile Hateva. Interesting. You want to see the beauty of nature, the Kosovo's world, and so, yeah. He said, yeah, you can, according to this, I'm saying. So, there were six of hers. So, Yosef raises, Yesh Mokom with Sade Lahokel. So, move on, Sark Lahafek HaKol Derech Mitzvah. Your attitude should be that I'm going there to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, but in any event, you see the idea of leaving Eretz Yisrael is not so precious. Maybe it is prohibited to leave Eretz Yisrael. I'm not asking anybody. Those of us who live here, okay, we're allowed to live here for other reasons, but at least we should have a longing to go to Eretz Yisrael. Agutavach.
You can hear the sheep, record it right here.